When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through you? Well, we're giving them to you. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. U.S.A.
Give me some.
Strong tobacco, cigarette smoke. Such a dirty habit, it makes you damn a joke.
Fills your lungs with poison, makes your brain go numb.
Give me some.
Hey, come back here.
Will you ever get smart?
I doubt it. Tell me something's bad and I can't live without it.
Pretty women, blue-eyed or brown, how they drive you crazy, how they drag you down. Soon they're fat and happy, you're a worn-out bum. Give me some, give me some. Will I ever get smart? I doubt it. Tell me something's bad and I can't live without it.
Say I'm foolish, tell me I'm strange. Sure, but I'm still having too much fun to change.
Guess you'll go on saying till your time has come.
Give me some.
Give me some.
Give me some.
You're too old to smoke. Give me that cigarette.
This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting. And that was from the original cast album of Golden Boy, starring Sammy Davis Jr. And that came out in 1963 at the height of the civil rights movement. And that's what we're celebrating, if that's the right verb to use. That's what we're honoring today. Better word, the civil rights movement in America as seen occasionally through the lens of the Broadway American musical. And it's particularly timely, I think, to investigate that and to look at the roots, as it were, of that tradition on the stage, certainly as we're about to honor the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King on his birthday on Monday, and to take a moment during these troubled times to look at this particular movement and what it meant for African Americans and indeed for all Americans. Golden Boy was an anomaly. It's a show that actually addressed the civil rights movement. We'll get to it in a little bit, but let's go all the way back to 1911, when there were very few African-American performers on Broadway. And high among them, chief among them, was the expert singer and comedian Burt Williams. And Burt Williams, true to the tradition back then, even though he was a light-skinned, I think he was from Jamaica, so I guess he's a Caribbean American, wore blackface, which unfortunately was the prevalent theatrical conceit of the day. But he made himself into a masterful comic. He was the lead in several Ziegfeld Follies all the way up to 1919. And he had a signature number called Nobody, which of course was about his sort of clownish personality, but it also took on greater resonance among the African American community. So here is a recording, so you'll have to pardon the technology of it, but it's from all the way back in 1912. Here is Burt Williams singing his signature number, Nobody.
When life seems full of clouds and rain, and I am full of nothing and pain, who soothes my thumping, bumping brain? Nobody. when winter comes with snow and sleet, and me with hunger and cold feet. Who says here 25 cents? Go ahead and get something to eat. And no bother. But I ain't ever done a thing no more. Never gotten up in the nobody in no time. Until I get something from somebody sometime. I'll never do nothing for nobody in no time. When summer comes all cool and clear, and my friends see me drawing near. Who says, come in, have some beer? Nobody. When I was in that railroad wreck and thought I'd cashed in my last check, who took the engine off my neck? Not a soul. I never done nothing to nobody. I never got nothing from nobody no time. Until I get something from somebody sometime. I never do know for nobody no time.
One of the great pioneers of African American performance in America, Burt Williams. Well, in the 20s, the Broadway stage was filled with African-American performers, some of whom came down from Harlem, Josephine Baker and Ethel Waters, and with composers like Cecil and Blake. And it wasn't really until Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein wrote Showboat in 1927 that a more serious look at the relationship of African-Americans in American culture was taken seriously on Broadway. And that, of course, was Showboat and the part of Joe, who's the stevedore who follows the cotton blossom through several decades. They wrote the part for Paul Robeson. He wasn't able to do it initially, but eventually did it in London in 1928 and made a significant performance in the 1936 film, and it's been forever identified with him, the song Old Man River. And Old Man River originally, in 1927, began with a word we don't like to say on the radio, the N-word, and Robeson refused to sing it that way, and he made changes in the lyrics because he wanted to reflect the dignity of his people. So here is Paul Robeson in one of the great recordings in American musical history, Old Man River from Showboat.
look up and don't look down. You don't dare think the white horse frown. Bend your knees and bow your head and pull that rope until you're dead. Let me go away from the Mississippi. Let me go away from the white man boss. Show me that stream called the River Jordan. That's the old stream that I long to cross. Old Man River, that old man river, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along. He don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton. Them that plants them is soon forgotten. But old man river, he just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Tote that barge, lift that bale, you get a little drunk and your land's in jail. I get weary and sick of trying. I'm tired of living and scared of dying. But
Paul Robeson from Showboat. Many of the composers and lyricists who, in certain cases, were almost exclusively white during the 20s and 30s but came from very different backgrounds, were champions in giving opportunities to African-American performers on the Broadway stage, and Oscar Hammerstein certainly one of the great benefactors in that regard. And another was Irving Berlin. And when Berlin wrote As Thousands Cheer in 1933, he insisted that Ethel Waters be hired, and he wrote a number for her. She'd done a few other Broadway shows, but he wrote a number for her that she said forever spoke to her people, and that was Supper Time. And it was done with a headline that said, "Unknown Negro Lynched by Frenzied Mob." So when you hear the song, you have to realize this is a poor black woman in the South talking about a husband who will never come home. Here is one of the great performances again, Ethel Waters singing Supper Time.
No more. explaining when they ask me where he's gone. How'll I keep from crying when I'll bring day supper on? How can I remind them to pray at their humble board? How can I be thankful when they start to thank the Lord? Lord, supper time. I must set the table 'cause it's supper time. Somehow I ain't able 'cause that man of mine ain't coming home no more.
Devastating. That's Ethel Waters singing the classic Supper Time. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and this Sunday we are looking at a show I guess I would call Black and Blue, African-American lives and how much they matter on the Broadway stage. Several composers and lyricists, I guess I should say, were more proactive in terms of advancing what they considered to be civil rights on the Broadway stage. And high among them has to be the lyricist and librettist E.Y. Yip Harburg. He never missed a chance to advocate for the civil rights of all people in his shows, sometimes in a whimsical way. Here are two songs back to back. The first is called The Eagle and Me. It's from a 1944 musical called Bloomer Girl with music by Harold Arlen. And it's about a slave around the 1850s in New York State talking about his potential freedom. It's sung by Dooley Wilson, whom you'll all know as Sam from Casablanca. I think he's dubbed in the movie, but this is the real Dooley Wilson. And then we'll hear a very amusing song from Finian's Rainbow, a 1947 Harburg musical with music by Burton Lane. But first, here is Dooley Wilson.
What makes a gopher leave his hole, trembling with fear and fright? Maybe the gopher's got a soul wanting to see the light. That's it. Oh yeah, that's it. The scripture has it writ. Bet your life, that's it. Nobody like whole, nobody like chain. Don't the good Lord all round you make it plain? River, it like to flow. Eagle, it like to fly. Eagle, it like to feel its wings against the sky. Possum, it like to run. Ivy, it like to climb. Bird in the tree and bumblebee want freedom in autumn or summertime. Ever since that day when the world was an onion, was natural for the spirit to soar and play the way the Lord wanted it, free as the sun is free. That's how it's gotta be. Whatever is right for bumblebee and river and eagle is right for me. We gotta be free, the eagle and me.
River, it likes to flow. Eagle, it likes to fly.
Blossom, it like to run. Ivy, it like to climb. Bird in the tree and bumblebee want freedom in autumn or summertime. Ever since that day when the world was an onion, it was natural for the spirit to sow and play the way the Lord wanted it.
Free as the sun is free.
That's how it's gotta be.
Whatever is right for bumblebee and river and eagle is right for me.
We gotta be free. The eagle and me.
The Lord made Adam, the Lord made Eve. He made them both a little bit naive. They lived as free as the summer breeze, without pajamas and without chemise. Until they stumbled on the apple trees. Then she looked at him, and he looked at her. And they knew immediately what the world was for. He said, give me my cane. He said, give me my hat. The time has come to begin the begat.
The begat,
the begat. So the begat came, and the begat Abel, who begat the rabble at the Tower of Babel.
They begat the Cohen, and they begat O'Rourke.
And they begat the people who believed in storks.
Lordy, lordy,
how they did begat.
How they did he begat.
Even more than that, when the begat got to get under par, they begat the daughters of the D.A.R. They begat the Babbitts of the bourgeoisie. They begat the misbegotten G.O.P.
It was a pleasing to Jezebel, a pleasing to Ruth.
It pleased the League of Women Shoppers in Duluth.
Though the movie censors tried the facts to hide, the movie goes up and multiplied.
Body, body.
How they multiplied.
How they multiplied.
How they multiplied.
Soon it swept the world.
Every land and lingo.
It became a race.
It was bigger than bingo.
The white begat, the red begat, the folks who should have stood in bed begat. The Greeks begat, the Swedes begat,
why even Britishers in tweeds begat.
And lordy, lordy, what the seeds begat. The Laps and Lithuanians, a begat. Scranton, Pennsylvanians, a begat. Strict vegetarians, a begat. Honorary Aryans, a begat. Starting from Genesis, they begat. Heroes and menaces, a begat. Fat filibusterers, a begat. Income tax adjusterers, a begat. Twas natural and natural to begat. And sometimes a bachelor, he begat. It didn't matter which ways they begat. Sons of the bitch ways, a begat. So bless them all who go to bat. And in the form of the begat.
That is the quartet, the Begat, from Finian's Rainbow, which musical theater historians and fans will remember was sung by three African-American men and one racist white senator who has turned black through the magic of a leprechaun. Well, it gets complicated. That's Yip Harburg's world. This is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and our title today is Black and Blue. We are taking advantage of the Martin Luther King Day holiday as a way of memorializing and giving tribute to the role of African Americans in the civil rights struggle through the decades in the Broadway musical. African Americans were particularly in full service of their country in World War II, and a very famous line of trucking supplies after D-Day through Europe was called the Red Ball Express, and the drivers were, I think, 80% African Americans, And unlikely though it is, their role in that conflict was memorialized in a 1946 musical called Call Me Mister, about returning Army veterans. And here is Lawrence Winters to sing a song memorializing that very same Red Ball Express, music and lyrics by Harold Rome.
There are songs of infantry, of the Air Corps and the sea, of the Coast Guard and Marines in battle dress. We sing August 44 and the Normandy French shore, just the story of the old Red Ball Express. Driving truckloads night and day, 36 hours on the way, they supplied our hungry armies from the shore. Steam was hissing from their hoods when they showed up with the goods. But they turned around and went right back for more. It's the Red Ball Express, roaring by, roaring by. It's the Red Ball Express, roaring by. With one man at the wheel and one man at the gun, and the pride in the job to be done. With the clashing of gears and the clanking of chains, and the song ringing clear to the sky. It's the Red Ball Express, roaring by, roaring by. It's the Red Ball Express, roaring by, roaring by. To this very day they say, when the night is dull and gray, Norman farmers hear a strange hullabaloo, and they peep outside and yell, French horse, shut my mouth, do tell. As a ghostly caravan comes bouncing through, it's the Red Ball Express, roaring by, roaring by. It's the Red Ball Express, roaring by, roaring by. With one man at the wheel and one man at the gun, and the pride in the job to be done.
With the clashing of gears and the clanking of chains, and the song ringing clear to the sky.
It's the Red Ball Express, roaring by, roaring by.
It's the Red Ball Express, roaring by,
roaring by.
From Call Me Mister, 1946, a song memorializing the role that African Americans played in World War II. Well, if you were to look at the next 20 years practically for the role of African Americans and their struggle for civil rights on Broadway, you would have to get a magnifying glass or a microscope, because frankly there wasn't much. There were still folks like Harold Arlen, who wrote a musical called Jamaica with Yip Harburg for Lena Horne, and House of Flowers that used a black cast, and St. Louis Woman, another musical he wrote with Johnny Mercer, that used black casts and gave them roles and opportunities, but nothing that really dealt with the crises that were going on in America in the 50s and 60s. And it really wasn't until Sammy Davis stepped up to the plate, or into the ring, better metaphor, for a 1963 musical called Golden Boy, which took Clifford Odette's 1937 play about an Italian-American boxer and made it about a black young boxer who lived up in Harlem. And what in 1963 could be more relevant than that? It tackled the civil rights issues head-on. Sammy Davis, in fact, canceled a performance to go march on Selma, another event we're celebrating this year with that remarkable movie's release. So here is Sammy Davis Jr. to sing from Golden Boy, a song that talked about his role as a black fighter in a white universe. The song is called Colorful, music by Charles Strauss, lyrics by Lee Adams.
Colorful copy, Mr. Drake? Why, sir, you don't know how colorful I done been.
When I was very young, brand new upon the scene, had no experience. That's right, I was green. Then I grew up a bit, found out a thing or two. Sometimes I'd get unhappy. In short, I was blue. As far as politics goes, I never turn red. I'm smarter than you might think. And every time I've been told, boy, you're good as gold, say I'm just tickled pink. I've tried all sorts of shades, put them to the test, but I look at myself and black suits me best. Black is chic, always correct for the house or yard. Black is neat, it goes with everything and doesn't try too hard. Black is basic, you'll agree. As the Duchess of Windsor would say, black is me. Well, I've been yellow at times, I'm sorry to say. Yes, I've been afraid to fight Drake. I've been scared as can be, but take it from me, Daddy, I ain't never turned white.
So when I'm old and gray and I'm heading
for my last rest, guess I'll still have to say that black, not Kelly Green, but black, not Tangerine, but black. That's B-L-A-C-K, dig, black. Suits me. Ha ha. And that's it.
Sammy Davis Jr. from Golden Boy, echoing probably an early aspect of that sentiment, black is beautiful, which became a rallying cry in the mid-60s into the 70s. Broadway did tackle more of the civil rights movement and hair. There are some parodic numbers, and there are musicals like Ain't Supposed to Die a Natural Death that had a brief runs on Broadway. The major turning point came in 1975, when the first major show be a hit with a score by an African-American named Charles Brown was The Wiz, which reimagined, of course, The Wizard of Oz as a metaphor, fantasy, whatever, a great show in which an all-black cast took that legend and made it their own. It may seem meretricious, but back in the day it was very important because it also drew black audiences to Broadway for the first time. Here is Diana Ross to sing the 11 o'clock number Home from The Wiz.
Think of a place where there's love overflowing. I wish I was home. I wish I was back there with the things I've been knowing. When that makes the tall trees bend into leaning, suddenly the raindrops that fall have a meaning. Sprinkling the scene makes it all clean. Maybe there's a chance for me to go back now that I have some direction. It would sure be nice to be back home where there's love and affection. And just maybe I can convince time to slow up, giving me enough time in my life to grow up. Time, be my friend. Let me start again. Suddenly my world's gone and changed its face, but I still know where I'm going. I have had my mind spun around in space, and yet I've watched it grow.
From the score to The Wiz. We're looking at African Americans on the Broadway stage, and in 1977-78 season was hallmarked by a great review called Ain't Misbehavin', which were these amazing Fats Waller songs composed in the 30s and 40s that people hadn't really heard in years, with a spectacular cast of five who just knocked your socks off. And the real moment that really got everybody's spine chills up and down their spine was towards the end. It's a number called Black and Blue, which is the title of our broadcast today, and the cast just stepped forward and sung from their heart and explained what it was like to be an African American in the 70s, in the 40s. Today, it's a great number by Fats Waller, impeccably performed by the original cast of Ain't Misbehavin'.
No. just a thought.
Life's just a thought.
My heart is torn. My heart is torn.
Where was I born?
What did I do
to be so
still affecting the original cast of Ain't Misbehavin' singing Fats Waller's Black and Blue. Well, let us go a little forward to a musical that dealt with the civil rights movement sort of head-on through an improbable friendship of an African-American maid and a young Jewish boy in New Orleans, and that is Tony Kushner and Jeanine Tesori's Caroline or Change. Here's a wonderful sequence from it. This is the wonderful Tanya Pinkins as Caroline singing Gonna Pass Me a Law from Caroline or Change.
President Caroline, President Caroline Thibodeau.
Right here, right here.
What are you gonna do now that President Kennedy's dead? Now you're the only president in the United States.
Gonna pass me a law that night last longer. Gonna pass me a law, Larry come home from Vietnam, wherever that is. Gonna pass me a law, no woman can be my age and not know enough to read a map. Gonna pass me a law that my heathen daughter don't never get hurt, nor learn how to mind me, nor learn how to mind nobody except herself. Gonna pass me a law, think that King Cole gotta come over my house. Come over my house. Come over every night and stroke my soul.
Wish me night.
That's not my job.
How come you're so sad and angry? all the time.
That ain't your business, it just ain't your business. You's a nosy child, how come you like me? I ain't never nice to you.
That isn't true. The cigarette.
Right, the cigarette.
My mama liked you, I do too. You're implacable, indestructible, mama said. I'm always sad. I like it that you're always mad. And I can tell you like me too. At least I think you do.
Noah, go to sleep. Stop bothering the night. All day I mind you wash your things, and it ain't right. In the nighttime, my own time, I still think about you. I got to think about rent overdue. 'Cause last week twice I bought brown chuck, and for once I didn't stuff it full of two-day-old bread and fed my kids meat instead of meat-flavored bread. Twice in 1 week now rent overdue, and Jackie got bad teeth. Need the dentist, spectacles too. And everyone need clothes, they growing up rough. And Larry need a package with cookies and stuff. And Demi want a TV, she want everything. And Joe want candy, want a rat thing ring. And oh, nighttime forever, so I can sit smoking here, so I don't never have to get up, go to work, be polite. Go on to bed, Noah. Stop bothering the night.
Tanya Pinkins from Caroline or Change. In 2010, Kander and Ebb and Susan Stroman got together to do a musical about one of the great embarrassments in American history. There's no other way to say it, which is the trial of the Scottsboro Boys in the 1930s. It was not a big hit. It probably couldn't succeed commercially on Broadway because it was a little too inflammatory. Actually, I think it wasn't inflammatory enough. That's my take on that show. But it produced some great music. And here is Brandon Victor Dixon and other members of the cast of the Scottsboro Boys singing Go Back Home.
Hop a freight and go back home.
hop a freight. I'd walk all the way back to Atlanta if I could. I wouldn't stop till I got there. No more nightmares. God's beating me, teasing me. And I'd be home for my birthday too. Now that would be some present.
That was from the Scottsboro Boys. We're going to conclude our episode called Black and Blue, our look at the civil rights movement, appropriately with a song that concluded, towards the conclusion of Golden Boy from 1963. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King considered it his favorite number from the show. It's called No More, and it speaks to us as potently today as it did back in 1963.
Thank you.
just wanted love. Why did it turn to war? I ain't bowing down. Cry no
the time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, we'll catch up some other time.